ditch the marginal gains. Yep, you heard me right. Ditch the marginal gains, which in some ways is hard for me to say because I love the concept of marginal gains or 1% improvements. I've spent years thinking about it, studying it, talking to clients about it, trying to build it into my teams when I was working in the corporate world. And a lot has been written around marginal gains or 1% improvements over the past 20 years, really. And it was mostly popularized, I think, by some of the work that Sir Clive Woodward did with the England Rugby Union team in the build-up to the 2003 Rugby World Cup, and also by Sir Dave Brailsford and all of the work he did with GB Cycling and Sky Pro Cycling, which later became the Ineos Grenadiers. Now, I say ditch the marginal gains. Actually, if I move away from the headline here, I'd say ditch the marginal gains for now, or hold off on the marginal gains until you've nailed the basics. And this is really the point here, right? Why would we invest a huge amount of time and effort into seeking a marginal gain, that 1 or 2% improvement in one particular area, when we've got a massive glaring hole to plug somewhere else? Why not focus on the thing that's going to give you a 20% gain, right? I call these the brilliant basics. I truly believe that we've got to nail the basics and do them brilliantly well before moving on to any sort of marginal gain. If we don't, it's just wasted effort. Many years ago, I did an extensive research project into high-performing teams, which led me to create something that I now call the Peak Performance Formula, which is simply this. Basics done well plus ruthless consistency equals peak performance. That's it. And if you just note that ruthless consistency piece, that links back to my first point that I shared with you around the fact that consistency compounds and grows over time. Just like compound interest, right?